is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited
by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. Also, we like to throw a little spotlight on people in our community, up-and-coming superstars. Today, it's Holly Zoller. She is a senior at the University of Louisville. What's up, Holly?
Hi, nice to see you today, or to hear you, I guess.
Well, it is nice to talk with you, Holly. I know you have during part of National Birth Defects Prevention Month, you wanted to talk about Operation Smile and your initiatives there. And tell me about your project, Operation Smile.
Yeah, sure. So Operation Smile is an international nonprofit based in Virginia Beach, and they provide safe and well-timed surgeries for patients living with cleft conditions like cleft lips and cleft palates. Mm-hmm. They're also really big proponents of health equity and just making sure everyone has access to health and health care. And I became involved with them. I'm from Louisville, so when I was in high school at Assumption, I went to one of their student conferences and fell in love with their mission and everything they do, and I've been working with them ever since. So it's been 6 or 7 years now, and I, at the University of Louisville, decided to pursue public health because of everything I've learned with them. And so part of my experience at U of L has been defined by the James Graham Brown Foundation in that I'm a Brown Fellow Scholar, which has been a huge blessing for me. And part of the scholarship affords money for individual enrichment projects, so to help you grow as a global citizen and to explore your learning, whether it's around your major or not. And so I approached Operation Smile at the middle of my sophomore year with this, you know, grant of funding and said, what other projects have you guys been looking at? Because they're always trying to grow and expand their reach in terms of beyond just providing surgeries. And so they mentioned to me that part of the nonprofit world and just the world of health technology right now is putting a lot of focus on the clean cook stove movement. So clean cook stoves are designed to ventilate the smoke from a house, because in many of the developing countries around the world, the open flame method of cooking is used. So it's an open fire, essentially, in an enclosed space, and that smoke is being breathed in almost 24/7 because it's used for heating, cooking, anything. And so I was wondering, you know, what made them interested in this? And they're actually the leading cleft researchers in the world, and they're partnering right now with the University of Southern California, and they just released a piece of research that confirms that a lot of conditions like cleft conditions can be attributed to the inhalation of smoke by the mother. And so there's also the leading. Yeah, it's a very interesting study. It's just recently published, and like I said, they've been doing a lot of research. And then there's also just the obvious things like deforestation, lung issues, eye issues, breathe, you know, anything like that. And so,
And so we're talking essentially about ventilation issues that people need to be taught about better ventilation in those.
Yeah, so if you're cooking, you know, in a campfire, that's their primary source of cooking and heating in many of the homes, and these homes are enclosed, so they're breathing in that smoke almost 24 hours a day. I stood in a home in Mexico when I was doing some observational learning before we started the project, and I was in the room 15 minutes, and my eyes and my head and my throat hurt for the rest of the day. I mean, it's truly an astounding thing that so many people have learned to live with, but it definitely comes with a lot of side effects that they might not even be aware of at the time.
Fantastic. And then do you have a place where people can go online and learn more about what you're doing, you specifically?
Yeah, so if you go to Operation Smile's official website, they have their student programs page, and they posted a lot of different things about the cook stove project. So what we're hoping to do is go back to the region of Mexico that I was in. It's called Chiapas. It's in the south, and partner with an organization called Infrarural, which is a stove-making Mexican organization that uses local materials and has really, really great pre, during, and post-care, and start installing these stoves as part of supplementary missions. So we were supposed to be out in May. As you know, everything's been crazy,
right?
So we're still waiting to get out. But there is a lot of information on our website in terms of what the project's doing and how we're fundraising and, you know, our future plans.
You are awfully impressive, Holly Zoller. Let me tell you that. Way to go.
Thank you.
Someone your age already getting that deeply involved in a project like this, and Operation Smile sounds like a beautiful pursuit. And that's just so kind of you and thoughtful of you to look out for other human beings in that way.
Thank you. I think the work that they do is really amazing, and I think when you learn, you know, just how lucky you've been in terms of your own access to health and healthcare, it's pretty hard to turn back from trying to expand that reach. So I'm hoping when I graduate, like you said, I'm a senior, that I can work with them well into the future and help make health and healthcare a broader resource for countries that don't have it.
You bet. And best of luck with your public health future. Stay in touch. Great talking to you, Holly.
Thank you. Thanks so much. You have a great day.
That's Holly Zoller, senior at the University of Louisville, and her project is called Operation Smile.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.